Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I'm very interested in the relationship that parents have to education and learning and how that impacts their children and their children's education and learning. I think a lot of us had, or our reflections of our school days are poor. So we think we had a poor experience of school. And that's not to say that many of us didn't have a poor experience of school. But I think there's this internalized resistance to school that many adults have. And I think it's fueled around the braai, where we talk about school as being perhaps a bad thing, or maths being difficult, or exams being too stressful, or why did we even need to study that? What's the point of that? And that language filters onto our children, and they come to school with the same, why do I need to learn this? This is a waste of time. This is stressful. So from my perspective, when I started my school, I wanted to create a space that children wanted to go to. And it really started off with the language that I use around learning. And it's quite a powerful thing that I've seen over the more than a decade I've been running the school, where we talk about learning as being a privilege and exciting and curious and reward-based. And we talk about school being a place of fun and safety, rather than having the sort of old school idea that school is this thing that we must moan about, the social currency that we have. And it's all very well when our children are at school and they're coping just fine. But when our children are at school and they're not coping, one of the things that really gets in their way is this negative view around school that adults put out there. And I'm really on this mission in my small world to change this idea of how we talk about school and then how we think about school and then how we interact with it. And I can say that my teachers have great language around school, and the children invariably can't wait to get back. And when they're sick, they want to come into school because they feel safe, they feel heard, they feel encouraged, and they feel like they're achieving when we get to that part. But what I see in the mornings often is children get out of the car, they're running late perhaps, parents are frazzled, fuse is a bit short, they're using clipped language because they need to get to work themselves. The child has potentially had their tablet with them in the 20-minute journey. Maybe mom or dad has been irritated with other drivers on the road. That's the experience they're having in the morning before they're supposed to sit down and learn how to read. And it's really tough for an adult to go from screen-based shut-off irritation and non-connected time straight into switched on and learning and doing something that's hard. So we have this buffer zone between a child being dropped off at school and starting our first lesson, so that we can just soothe the nervous system, give them a little bit of something to eat, let them play with their friends before we call them into class and start asking them to do academic work. We find that if children have had they on a consistent basis have a dysregulated morning, it can take up to 2 to 3 hours to regulate a child at school before we can get any work out of them. And in a 6-hour workday or school day, that's half the time that I'm using a teacher to regulate your child so that I can get him into the class to do maths because of the dysregulation that's happened in the morning. That's such a waste of school time. But I don't necessarily view it as a waste of time because that's the work that the child needs. If a child comes into the school dysregulated, we have to regulate them first before we can get any learning done. And if we don't, then it's pretend learning. And I see that a lot as well. Children end up, and the word masking comes into play here as well. We say our child masks at school. One of the reasons your child masks at school is because he's got to pretend to be okay when he's not okay. Now, I want to drop that mask. I'm not interested in children being who they think I want them to be. I want them to be exactly who they are. And when they're dysregulated, I make space for that dysregulation so I can show them how to bring regulation back into their bodies and they can learn. So masking is not something that we make space for, in the sense that we don't disallow it, but rather we don't Children don't need to mask when they're with us. If they're not okay, that's fine. We can help them to get to a point of being okay. But if every morning they're being dropped off at school and they're dysregulated every single morning because their morning prior to getting to school has been dysregulating, then I've got to do the work of regulation before I can do the work of teaching. Otherwise, they get into class and they pretend to learn. And that's where we've got children finishing worksheets where everything's wrong. So they're on time, they're smiling, it looks all fine, but they're getting nothing right. They're getting 2% or 20%. And we wonder what's going on because this kid looks like they're sitting in class and doing work. Well, yes, they're sitting in class and doing work, but they're learning nothing. So I'm very interested in the realness of what's going on for a child and then talking to parents about what they can do in the morning so that their child has 6 hours of learning, not 3 hours of regulation and 3 hours of learning. And sometimes with some kids, depending on where they're at, we regulate for 6 hours a day. Every day we get no learning done. So we want to work together with this. We want to ask, my ask of parents is, can you wake up in the morning in such a way that keeps your child calm and keeps them moving? Goal-orientated, gentle connection, have breakfast together, be grateful for things, watch the sunrise, enjoy the birds singing, make the bed together, keep screens away, get them moving with their teeth brushing, do it together, role model this wonderful morning. It's regulated and connected and grounded. Now we get in the car, now we're going to play I Spy, or we're going to chat about what you're going to do today, or the story we read last night, and we're going to laugh about something. No road rage, no meetings at that time. It's normally 7 o'clock in the morning anyway. Get your kids to school connected and grounded with you, because then they come into school on such a strong base. I can get them into class, they can connect and ground with the teacher, and they can get on with learning. But when they're coming to school, they haven't really spoken to you at all, they've been on their screens, they've been shouted at, they're rushing, they don't have everything with them, they're frazzled. Can you imagine going into a big presentation like that, where you're frazzled, your partner screamed at you, you've almost had a collision in the car, you've been on screens this whole time, you dysregulated, and now you've got to go and do a big presentation for a big job promotion? It's just not going to happen. So what's the best thing you can do for your child in the morning so that when they get to school, they are doing schoolwork and not leaving the teachers to have to regulate them? And that's fine. If you want me to regulate your child for 6 hours every day, I will do that. But just know we're going to get no learning done, because I can't teach a dysregulated child. Their brain is not online. They're just not learning anything. So I can go through the motions and say, yes, well, I covered the whole textbook. Sorry, your child wasn't listening. That's not okay, because no learning has happened. So as parents, you can flip the switch on your family and your family mornings, which can flip the switch on your child and how they experience school and learning. And it's not just learning, because a dysregulated child has a terrible day with their friends because he's agitated and he fights with them and he causes problems. And then it's a nightmare for children. So what I ask of all parents is, set your alarm before they wake up. You do what you need to do. Then you approach your kid when they wake up in a calm, regulated, connected way. Let's get up. So lovely to see you in the morning again. Let's go make breakfast. Let's eat together. How was your night? Talk to me about what you dreamt about. What are you looking forward to today? Let's make your bed together. Okay, let's go brush our teeth together. I'm ready. How can I help you get ready? Let's jump in the car. And then in the car, let's play I Spy. Or how many red cars can we see? Or maybe it's an older kid. You might talk about how the studying's going for the test on Friday. Talk about their friendships, what sport they're playing. And when you get to school, you can say, oh, it was so lovely chatting to you this morning. I'm going to miss you today, but I hope you have a lovely day. Here's your bag. Tell me all about your day when I fetch you later. I can't wait to see you again. I know you've got this. I mean, that's a completely different vibe to shouting and disconnection and screen time, and it's a completely different vibe. And your child will move into school with the sense of, everything's calm and right with the world, and I feel loved, and my mom and my dad are connected to me, and I know my place in this world. And oh, hello friends, and hello teacher, and what do you need to do? Some maths? Okay, no problem. That's the goal. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be your everyday, and I'm not saying every child is like that, and we don't want happy, skipping through the field children necessarily, but we want regulated, connected children, because when they're regulated and connected, their brains are online, and when their brains are online, they can learn. And when they can learn, they can pass and progress, and life becomes easier. So my ask of parents is to reevaluate your mornings, and you're the adult. You need to lead the way. You need to make the changes. And even if it's one change a week, by the end of the term, within 2 months, by the end of March, you will have a much easier morning. And I think you might be solving some of the problems you're trying to solve in other ways that could be easily solved with a beautiful, loving, connected morning. I hope this helps.